Oh, Lord.
You sound so much better even on the phone.
I do, or it does.
Well, I'm saying, like...
You broke up again.
Yeah, because my screen went off.
Oh.
So there's the magical answer.
Yeah.
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 So now I know.
And knowing is half the battle. G.I.
Joe! You got the touch! Stan Bush here, and you're about to transform and roll out, only on the Geekcast Radio Network.
This is Megatron, leader of the Predacons, and you're listening to All Things Transformers. Predacons, terrorize!
This is Optimus Prime, and you're listening to All Things Transformers.
Hello, and welcome to All Things Transformers. I'm your host, Steve Megatron, joined by TFG1 Mike, and we're covering...
Nothing.
...the 40th anniversary of Transformers.
The 40th anniversary of nothing.
Yes, we celebrate it more than Hasbro. The fans do, I should say, because... Going through every one of these Thursdays, one, the information was leaked before the thing ever happened, which Pete Sinclair was funny because he's like, you know, they could avoid this if they'd stop, like, if they'd figure out where the leak is.
Uh-huh.
He says, and two, if they stopped announcing when they're going to have these live streams so that people can release it right before the live stream.
Yep.
He's like, you know. And I kind of was of the same boat. I was like, you know, it would also help if they had things people actually gave a rip about.
Yeah.
Because it's kind of unfortunate with Hasbro, because I want to want their stuff. Like,
I want you to want me! Hit it! Woo!
Out of their recent stuff, the only thing that really kind of grabs my eye is, like, Silverbolt.
Yeah.
And that's because they are reverse engineering the wing structure from Air Razor and Terror Sword, but the rest of it is pretty much like the old toy. And then you look at, you know, they got Beast Machines Cheetor, which looks like a Play School toy. And then you've got all these other, like, Rock Lords and all these other characters that, like, I mean, I get it. There's probably people that like the Rock Lord thing or the Rock Transformation Bots, but honestly, like, most of what we got was nothing. Like, we didn't get, like, you didn't get your Funko stuff. We didn't get, like, Studio Series 86 Prime. We didn't get,
yeah,
you know,
yeah,
even a, like, a teaser of it, or, like, I mean, we really got nothing. I mean, it was, a lot of it was repaints, or a lot of it was, like, slight remolds, or they were things that were kind of so obscure. It was like, why are they producing this in the first place?
Yeah, absolutely. And the thing of it is, look, Funko will do whatever Funko is going to do. Like, I think currently, as of this recording, WonderCon is the first big, quote-unquote, big convention of the year. Funko's not even going to be at WonderCon. And
a lot of places aren't really at any of these conventions anymore.
Well, they are, but they aren't. But Funko's first appearance this year is C2E2 in Chicago. And don't get me wrong, C2E2 is a great show, but they always made an appearance at WonderCon. The end of last year, they cut out at ECCCC, which is Emerald City Comic Con in Seattle. So I'm not surprised that Hasbro did not do the Funko announcement at all. I'm really not. I just want to know that they're not NFT.
I'm not surprised Hasbro didn't come out with anything of value.
I don't know. Yeah. So we're going to do a bunch of quick hits, folks, and then we have a topic that Steve wants to talk about, which I want to talk about it too, because I'm not a current Hasbro customer. Other than whatever Funko puts out, most of the time, I'm not buying any Transformers stuff anymore, but we'll get to that in a moment. So the first thing I got was from a couple of days ago, Transformers AR card game by Vanch Studios to be released in the UK. This is Yu-Gi-Oh! For Transformers, I guess? I don't know.
Yeah, I don't have a clue.
47 Vanch cards. Yeah, one ID card, one device, one extra large Vanch card, one card box, one playmat with manual, two card case, and one card book. Now, this is an Autobot set, so I assume at some point they're going to put out a Decepticon set, but maybe the card players and collectors can yell at me for saying this. $45 for this? No. Not for me. Nope. Not a happening.
I'm not surprised.
Yeah, I'm not surprised either. And yeah, no. Target Legacy United Multipack First Look. We have Cyberverse Tarn, which is a Legacy Tarn repaint. G1 Squeeze Play, which is a Titans Return Mind Wipe retool. Prime Cliff Jumper, which is a Legacy Chase retool. And Beast Wars Tarantulas, which is a Kingdom Tarantulas retool. What the f*** did they retool on Tarantulas? Huh? I'm looking at these pictures.
They put the original Beast Head on it from the 96 release. And then the original paint job.
Okay.
So they did the Black Arachnia thing again.
Yeah.
But the thing is like, I always see these four packs at Target, and they're just shelf warming.
Yeah.
Especially around here, because they're like $84. The only time I see them move is when they go for 40.
Yeah.
And what's funny is somebody on one of the Beast Wars groups was posting, I don't know if it was BBTS or somebody else, I don't know, it was one of these other sites. They had a thing where you spend $75, you get $20 off.
Right.
And then if you spend over $30, you get a $5 off. So between the two coupons, it might even have been Target, I don't know. But come to think of it, I think it was Target.
Probably.
That had this deal. And so basically, out the door shipped, you could get it for $61. And people are like, for that, you know. And I'm like, okay, I can see that. Like, if you wanted all of those figures, the only one I'm even remotely interested in from that four pack is Tarn.
Yeah.
And I wasn't interested enough to buy Tarn on the first go around.
Yeah.
And it's only because I'm looking at it, I'm like, oh, it's got a nice transformation. I like the bot mode. Put a Megatron head on it, you know, blah, blah, blah.
Hmm?
But I mean, like, otherwise, like, I don't really care about the figure or the character. But I get, like, it's a huge comic character, and that's cool.
Yeah, he's from the IDW comics. But yeah, I know you, that's fine.
But I mean, I get, like, she's kind of a decently large part of the IDW comics, and the other three, yeah. I'm kind of like, why?
Well, the Cliff Jumper one, I think maybe they needed to somehow, I don't know how.
I think it's for like Transformers Prime, and they had to pad it out. It's like when they did the Nemesis one, and they had Bumblebee as the only hero.
Yeah, they had to pad it out, but I also think it might be trademark. Because maybe the Transformers Prime Cliff Jumper trademark, like that car design, man, that car design is amazing. If I was going to get that Cliff Jumper, I would only ever have it in vehicle mode. I would never transform it into robot mode because that vehicle mode is awesome. But yeah, so there was that. There is the Transformers Masterpiece MP60 Jinrai. Is this supposed to be Power Master Optimus Prime?
Without his armor.
Right, without the trailer. Right, okay.
A new Optimus Prime is here.
I'll transform Optimus!
Power Master Optimus Prime, greatest leader of his time.
It's great to be back.
Now Optimus Prime is back as a Power Master. He only transforms when his Nebulon becomes his engine.
Power Master Optimus Prime!
Look, Optimus is transforming into a super robot!
Power Master Transformers!
Maybe I could get behind this if it wasn't blah, 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 blah. Let's see.
Well, it's Jinrai, and so, like, Power Master Prime, like, he's got Alpha Q or whatever his name is, or High Q. Yeah. High Q, that's Hi-Q. His name. Yep. And he's the Power Master engine.
Yeah.
Which is cool, and I like it, but it's like, how many primes do we need?
Yeah, very true. So, there is no pricing on that yet, which kind of sucks, because I'd like to know. Like, for me, and I said this, somebody from the Triple Takeover podcast said, posted a 88 ball. Yeah, it was 6-0. He posted an image on Instagram, a few days ago, I don't remember, time is irrelevant for me, folks, where he's posting about the 88 Autobot lineup, and in the 88 lineup was Power Master Optimus Prime, and I had Power Master Optimus Prime as a kid, so yeah, maybe I may or may not want this, but it's going to depend on the price, and because it doesn't have the trailer, I would assume that the price isn't going to be as god-awful as what it would be if it did have the trailer. And of course, like it says here in the article, maybe the trailer will hopefully come soon at some point.
Well, the thing with Chikara and Hasbro with their masterpiece figures, they're always, they're like always $250 north.
Yeah.
The only one that they ever sold for cheap were Black Arachnia, Cheetor, and the MP01 Optimus Prime.
Yeah.
Which I remember that being at Target. Really, Meijer, Target, like all those places.
Yep.
Walmart. They were like $60.
Yeah.
And they had an entire like aisle of that figure. And I remember buying it. And to this day, like, part of me is like, I wish I would have never dumped that figure.
Mm-hmm.
Because I really did like it, even though it was like a stylized G1 Prime.
Right.
But on the other hand, I was like, that thing was so heavy and not up to scale with everything else that I kind of was like, I don't really care.
Yeah.
But because now I'm kind of like, I wish I had a Masterpiece Prime still. Just for the sheer weight of it and, you know, build. Yeah. But I don't have enough need to pick up another one of any of the Masterpiece varieties at this point. But if I was going to get Masterpiece, or not Masterpiece, Power Master Optimus Prime, with his trailer and all that, I would get the Titans Return, or the Power of the Primes combiner, like, comes with Optimus, and he can join with his trailer and become Power Master. And I feel like that one is a pretty solid replacement.
Yeah, absolutely. And so coming up next, folks, is something that I don't care about anymore. I don't even want to talk about it, but I just don't care. Target Optimus Prime and Cadet Bullseye are ready to deliver some delightful decor for your special Transformers collection room.
Deadpool Prime?
Essentially. Like I said the last time we talked about this, my favorite mold, or my favorite repaint of this mold, is the Toxitron version of the mold.
I'm thinking the wrong one. This one, there's four repaints of this Laser Optimus Prime. There's that, Nemesis Prime, Toxitron, and this version. And I mean, I'm always going to be partial to the Laser Optimus Prime. I don't like Toxitron, and actually the stores can't get rid of them because the paint style. Like, none of the Toxitron stuff is selling around here.
Yeah.
It's just not. Laser Optimus Prime was one of those figures that I would actually still buy if I didn't have to have the trailer, because all I want is the figure.
Yeah.
And I get it. Like, most of the appeal for a lot of these primes are the trailers too, but it's like, I wish, you know, and it's kind of stupid on Hasbro's part. It's like, sell it both ways. See how well you sell the figure again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because you'd make more.
Because, I mean, I did the same. Well, and I did the same thing with Netflix Prime. Like, when they had the War for Cybertron Earthrise Prime out at the same time as the Netflix Prime, I bought the Netflix one because he was $20 cheaper and he didn't come with a trailer.
Yeah. Absolutely. And yeah, no. So, and then, folks, we're going to do a full-on recap of all the drops from the month-long 40th anniversary celebration that Hasbro Pulse had on YouTube. And the biggest thing out of this, folks, is the Transformers Collaborative, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles x Transformers Party Wallop. The worlds of the Transformers robots and Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles collide with the Transformers X TMNT Party Wallop Mashup Pack. The iconic party wagon from the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles cartoon is now a Transformers robot. This 7-inch figure converts from robot mode to cartoon-inspired party wagon alt mode and features series-accurate deco and details from the classic 1987 cartoon. This pack comes with cartoon-inspired accessories, including ninja swords, bow staff, nunchucks, and ninja sai. Gear up the Turtle Brothers. It also includes four swappable heads and a rotating belt buckle to customize the robot as either Donatello, Michelangelo, Leonardo, or Raphael. Transformers robots have always been more than meets the eye, but now, through the Transformers Collaborative, fans can experience these larger-than-life characters as they team up, mash up, and meet up with other characters, teams, and people who share this same special quality. Transformers and Hasbro and all includes Transformers figure, 12 accessories and instructions, ages 6 and up. I am looking for a price. I do not see a price on here.
I think it's $65.
Yeah, probably somewhere around there.
I'm pretty sure I looked at it on Pulse this morning.
Yeah. Probably.
And I'm pretty sure it was like $65 or $68. I mean, it's cool. Don't get me wrong. I don't care for a lot of these mashups anymore.
Yeah.
Like, we had the X-Men stuff like a while back. We had, you know, we got the Ecto-1, which they're re-releasing.
Yeah.
And then we've had the Back to the Future car. Which, if I was getting any of them, it would be that one, just so I had the, you know, the DeLorean.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
But I like it, and some of the fans do, too, because, I mean, I've seen fans doing kit bashes of this and 3D prints and, you know, transformable right. ones, the 3D print and stuff. And, honestly, I like the transformable 3D print ones look better than these. Like, these have more kibble on them than those. And, so, I mean, I wouldn't buy it. I like it, but it's not something I would put on my have-to-get list. And I really feel that way about 99% of what was in this Hasbro Pulse 40th anniversary. I felt like we should have gotten something more than just a bunch of Target exclusives and a bunch of just random mashups or random figures. Like, I kind of was expecting more out of it, and maybe that's just me as a fan. Or just the fact that how far Hasbro's changed.
Yeah.
I don't know which. I just know that, honestly, it's not the Transformers I was expecting.
Yeah. At least, I don't know about other places, but Big Bad Toy Store, which has an estimated release of September of this year, $50 for this on BBTS. Now, at first, I thought this was not one figure. I thought this was four figures when I first saw it. I like that it's one figure and the bands and the weapons are mix and match and, you know, whatever kind of thing. So I like that about it. But yeah, not for me. Nope. Not gonna happen.
Yeah. I agree.
They are also, in conjunction with this, they are re-releasing a reissue of the Ectotron of the Ghostbuster Transformer car.
Yeah.
So there's that. The one I want to talk about out of this four week long nothing burger that they did is the comic edition Shockwave. I am on Hasbro Pulse's website.
Yeah.
At this thing, and honestly, the as much as I love it because it's Shockwave and I think it's cool as hell, the coolest thing to me is the headless Optimus Prime with the thing coming with the he's got his head cut off. But
it's from the comic. Yeah. I was a Marvel comic collector back in the day, and That's definitely a staple of it, and I think it's pretty neat.
Absolutely.
Not one I'll buy, but
right.
Yeah.
No. Well, I mean, if I was getting anything, it would be this, definitely. Absolutely. Let's see what else here.
He's trying to, you know, pick the creation matrix from Prime's head.
Oh, it's in his chest, right? It is in his head, but comics are a blur to me, folks. At least the Marvel ones are anyway, because yeet. Let's see here. Yeah, that's kind of it. I will say that if you are, not that you're going to be, but if you are going to do...
Bad bots.
So yeah, folks, 4 weeks of nothing. First week especially of nothing, because they showed like 1.5 things in the first stream. And anyway.
Hey, toy fans, this is John, also known as Iacon Dispatch. You can find me on pretty much every social network at Iacon Dispatch, where I share cool Transformers and Star Wars stuff that I like. Thanks so much to the great people at Geekcast Radio Network for putting this awesome project together and for once again letting me contribute to it. Definitely had a lot of fun with it. Take it easy, everyone, and I'll see you around online.
You are receiving a transmission from the Rod Pod. Upload pending.
Stand by for soundtrack transfer.
I am Maggie.
And I am John.
And we are trapped, hurtling through space in a ship shaped like Rodimus's head.
The ship, for reasons we haven't been able to determine, contains the entire run of the IDW Transformers Phase 2 comic, which chronicle the events following the end of the war between the Autobots and Decepticons. So we figure we may as well read them all in order and report our findings to you.
Stand by. Stand by.
Upload complete. Now.
The Rod Pod. Look for us at marriedwcomics.libsyn.com. At iTunes, at Stitcher, or wherever good podcasts can be found.
So, till all are one.
Till all are one.
Till all are one.
Hello, all sentient beings. Want the latest on everything going on in the Transformers multiverse? Check out the Transmissions Podcast Network. We've got weekly podcasts covering everything from Alpha Trion to Omega Supreme, from old school G1 all the way up to Cyberverse and beyond. And you don't want to miss Empire of Rust, the world's first and only Transformers live play role-playing game podcast. If you love Transformers, there's something for everyone at TransmissionsPodcast.com.
Discover a world of vintage and modern toys that's more than meets the eye with the Triple Takeover Toycast.
Hosted by toy writers and photographers Toybox Soapbox, 6-0 and TF Square One, this informal and chilled out series of discussions cover everything from vintage Transformers to Mask, Diaclone, Microman and more, be it nostalgic or current.
Whether you're a seasoned collector or a casual robot enthusiast, all are welcome.
Triple Takeover Toycast.
So you had proposed a topic, and this is how he phrased it, folks. The fact that Hasbro doesn't get the fact that they are missing the boat on certain products. Take it away, sir.
So my soapbox here, and I don't have to go on very long, is I feel like there's figures that Hasbro could have done that are related to Transformers that they did poorly. You know, you chose poorly.
That's right.
And they could have renovated that. Like they had the opportunity here to do something new, to use this modern technology to make proper Beast Machines figures, to test the waters. Like, I know some people were mad they didn't do some of the other Robots in Disguise figures, and it's like maybe they're still working on the rights for some more of it. I don't know, but I feel like, and one, I hate these crowdfunded ones where they're like, oh, if we get to a certain amount, we'll produce a toy. And it's like, well, maybe if you just produced more of what people want and less of the extra crap, you'll sell more toys. Because the fact I had to buy a Beast Machine Megatron in the cloak from a fan on TFW and buy his 3D print STL file so I can have a proper Beast Machines Megatron, which people have been trying to recreate for years. And not only did he do it proper, like all the right stuff, like, yeah, it's not like exact, but it's pretty stinking close. I would be happy printing this, painting it, and then having it in my display. He's got an anchor. He's got him in his cloak. He's got the arms. He's got the harness. He's got the harness helmet. He's got a Megatron head in there that he already molded for the optimal Megatron and for that. And then on top of it, he's got it so you can either print it as an Action Master. So it's got like a hollow, like it's got a build on the inside so that you can have Megatron without the dragon body.
Right.
Or you can mix it with the dragon body, like fold up the dragon body and literally fit it inside.
Wow, that is amazing.
And I'm like, because like at first I thought he was just doing it, you know, you fit it inside. And I'm like, okay, well, I'll just go that route. Because he's got a new right. faceplate for that figure too, which I may switch out the head on that once I print that one, because I do have the files. But I'm tempted to just do it the Action Master way, because then I have another Megatron in my shelf. I have the IDW Megatron. I have, you know, Optimal Megatron. I have Transmetal 2. I have Transmetal. I have Beast. I have Pre-Beast that I made. I have, you know, the 10th anniversary, you know, knockoff Transmetal that they did.
Yep.
And so I've got all these different varieties of Megatron. I've got him and his cloak from the Beast Machines toy, you know, back in the day. And honestly, like, I'm kind of geeked about making this. I can print him the size of the other figure, and it'll look awesome on my shelf. And it'll be the size of a leader class, because it's got to fit that figure in it.
Yep.
But, yeah, I mean, like, I don't know, like, that instance, like, fans have been asking for stuff like that for years, or an Optimal Megatron. If, you know, I feel like they're going to come out with a new Optimal Optimus before they'll come out with any new Beast Megatron outside of the Transmetal 2. I feel like they're going to come out with another, you know, I know they're coming out with Studio Series 86 Prime and Megatron.
Yep.
But there's still other figures that they could be doing. They could be doing a Studio Series 96 Beast Wars, you know, doing them properly. They could be doing, I mean, I know they've done the premium finish for some of them, and that's well and dandy for the robot mode. The beast mode's kind of meh. But then you go into things, you know, like animated. We could use some more animated figures that are better articulated and just not bricks. We could use more, you know, Energon. We could use more Transformers Prime, you know, stuff that sadly, the third parties are killing it on all of the fronts. Like, they're making these figures, they hide the kibble, they look like the show. Some of them steal the molds from Hasbro, but then they one-up Hasbro. Yeah, so, yeah. Like, the oversized ones of the Legacy Beast Wars characters, or the Kingdom ones, they've upscaled a lot of them. And they've given them proper paint jobs. And so, yes, I don't condone them stealing the molds. But you look at TransArt, for instance, they take the original toy concept, translate it, make it bigger, give it show accuracy, and then they've got a slam dunk. Yes, Hasbro did some of the engineering back in the day, and they're stealing the idea of the engineering, but they're actually reimagining the entire figure in 90% of the cases. So, I mean, I feel like Hasbro, like, there were opportunities to really do 40 years of Transformers and touch a different year or a different part of the decades. They could have done the first decade for the first week, the second decade, the second week. You know, the first week you get your G1, you get your Headmasters, your Target Masters, your Power Masters.
Second, you know, week, you all get your Beast Wars, Beast Machines. Third week, you get all the early 2000s.
Well, no, second week, you could have got some G2. You could have got some Machine Wars, okay. Beast Wars, yeah. Beast Machines. Then you got Rid, Armada, Energon, Cybertron. And then you get Animated and TF Prime and, you know, some of the other ones. Like, there were so many boats that they missed. And it's like, come on, guys. Like, I know you have it in you. But let's put a little bit more effort in there. And I'm not like hating on the guys that do the stream. I'm not hating on the guys.
No. It's not about
it's a Hasbro corporate decision. And yeah. I feel like they don't understand their audience base enough to produce the figures that people are asking for or wanting.
Yep.
Or to work towards it. Like, I guarantee you, if they came out with re-envisioned Transmetals of any of them,
yep,
any of them, because they've done Optimus and they've done Transmetal 2 Primal or Megatron.
Yep.
If they came out with any of them, especially the Gold Plastic Syndrome Transmetal 1 Megatron, that sucker would sell like hotcakes.
Oh yeah,
they would have so many problems keeping that thing in stock.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's things like that I look at Hasbro and I'm like, do you hate money? Because there's figures that they do make, yes, and then there's figures they don't make, and then they make a bunch of blah. And it's like, why are we making the blah? Let's get back over here. Yeah. Let's make something that you know is going to sell.
Yeah.
You know, not 50 repaints of War for Cybertron Megatron, that not 50 repaints of War for Cybertron Optimus Prime. You know, now we're on our fourth repaint of Laser Prime. And I get it. They're going to milk the mold. I do.
Yeah.
And I'm fine with a remold. I'm fine with a repaint to an extent. But it's like, how many are you going to spit out before people don't care?
So the question is for you, but I really want to ask the audience this. And I want the audience to comment on geekcastradio.com on this post when the episode goes live. Beast Wars Tarantulas. Okay. We always scream about show ag. I always scream about it for the most part, a little bit louder than you do, but sometimes you scream about it too. Show accuracy, cartoon accuracy. How many of the audience members that are listening to the sound of my voice did you want the Legacy Tarantulas in toy colors? Oh,
well, I mean, they did Dinobot in toy colors. Do you remember that?
Yes.
And they did Terrorsaur in toy colors. And there are people that want these things in toy colors.
Yeah.
But
I'm saying, like, right now, compared to what we got in Legacy or in Kingdom or whatever the hell, wherever the hell the original animated series Tarantulas.
Yeah. I don't know.
Whatever line it was in. Yeah. Like, how many people now today wanted that figure as a redeco and a new head for toy colors?
Not me.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know.
I'm not like the ultimate fan. I'm not the Uber collector. I'm not like their target demo. But the fact is, kids aren't buying it.
Yeah.
Kids are not buying the toys anymore.
No.
And the parents are buying it. But the thing is the parents are mostly buying it for themselves.
Yeah. Because the parents are the kids. Like, you're the kid, I'm the kid, even though I don't have kids. But, like, people our age, all of the Transformers toy collecting community kind of thing, we're the ones buying it. And, yeah, I don't know. And like you said earlier, what we're saying here, what we've said in the last couple of minutes, folks, this is nothing against Ben from marketing or the designers, Evan, Mark, any of those people that are working on and working to promote this stuff. This, the problem that Hasbro faces now is that they had a visionary CEO in Brian Goldner Fortunately, yep. The man passed away. It sucks. Unfortunately, the man passed away. They now have a CEO in there, some cock guy. I don't even know what the hell is. Whatever. Chris
Cox. This,
whatever the hell. Like,
he's a numbers guy. You can tell he's a penny pincher. He's not. Yeah. And you would think being a penny pincher, he would. No, but you would think being a penny pincher and a numbers guy, he would be able to figure this out for himself. It's sad when, like, a fan can look at it and be like, you know, you would sell a lot more stuff if you put stuff that people actually wanted instead of a bunch of repaints or the Earthrise, or not Earthrise. Is that Earthrise? No. Earthspark.
Yep.
None of that crap is selling.
Oh, jeez.
It's all shelf-warming. Like, literally all of it. And it's almost shelf-warming worse than Cyberverse.
Oh, dang.
Like, it's bad. Like, around here, I never see those things move. I see stuff hit clearance more than I see anything else. The Beast Wars reissues, those all hit clearance. Not a one of them sold on the shelf.
Damn.
The leader class figures, those are shelf-warming. A lot of the deluxe class, like everything is that's been on the shelf right now in like the Colorado, Loveland, Fort Collins, Greeley, like those areas that I live in.
Yeah.
It's the same crap that's been there since last April.
Oh, wow.
Like none of it's changed. I've seen maybe a few new figures show up periodically. It's the same crap. And I'm just kind of waiting for like J-Axis. Hit like $15 or something, and I might enter $20 in the store because I don't want to pay shipping and all that with BBTS. And I'm like, if he hits $20, I'll buy another one so I can kind of kit bash it as like a Megatron and kind of mix it with my Galvatron figure that I have. But honestly, like I don't see much of this stuff selling. One, parents are struggling with money. Two, like, you're putting out, like, the plastic quality is crap. Like, the stuff's so loose, janky. And I noticed that across the board with Hasbro. Like, I have the Power Rangers figures. I have, and this is kind of a toy industry issue, and this leads to a bigger discussion we have on another show. But I have, like, for instance, I have some of the old school Playmates figures of Star Trek, and I have one of the new figures. The old figures don't have the articulation, I'll grant you that. But the plastic quality is so much better, and the paint decos and the face sculpting is so much better than the stuff we got now, and these new ones are like half an inch taller than the old stuff. And then looking at like the Hasbro toys, like it's kind of the same instance, like cheap plastic, hollow. It's not the same, and I get they're trying to cut corners to lower costs, but at the same time, the costs keep going up. And they keep using less paint, they keep using less plastic, they use cheaper plastic, the white stuff fades, or it turns yellow. It's like, at what point do you kind of reevaluate and stop making 50 different price points of figures? That's why Hasbro was able to buy, like, you know, Kenner and have the stuff back in the day. We had four class of figures. Basic, deluxe, mega, ultra. And then they introduced a Supreme. For like optimal. Beyond that, there was no reason to have more than four size classes. We have $5 figures, we have $7, we have $9, we have $12, we have $15, we have $24, we have $36, we have $59, and then we have $89. And it's like, at what point do you kind of cut your losses and stop making all the extra crap?
When they go bankrupt?
And sadly, I feel like a lot of these companies are. I feel like we're hitting in this point in entertainment and toys and collecting and everything where things are going to start crashing and burning. And I'm not excited for it at all because that means we're going to lose access to a lot of stuff that's awesome.
Yep.
But I feel like if they're going to reinvent the wheel here, they need to go back to basics. They need to be like, all right, what actually sells? What sells, you know, can we reimagine a figure and sell it instead of doing a reissue? Can we, and I know they have the molds and that's beyond the point. Like the mold is it, I get it. Like they own it. They could reissue it. I don't feel like people care about that anymore. Like if they want the original, they're going to buy the original. Like, I don't feel like they're going to go buy like the reissue because there were reissue One of our listeners actually picked up like a reissue Rat Trap for me because Nolan was wanting one at one point for $5. Because I was like, I'm not paying $25 for this Rat Trap. And he found one for me for $5, shipped it for like $8 or something. And I got it for like $13 total. And I was able to mix it with another like cobbled together like old Rat Trap figure and create a new Rat Trap out of it.
Nice.
But even the joints were different, like, and the plastic was different, like, between the two. And so, I mean, it's just, it's funny because, like, he was like, oh, yeah, these are shelf warming everywhere. Like, it's, you know, you can find them in the dollar bin, you know, at this point, and there's, like, buckets of them. And he was taking pictures and sending them to me. So, I mean, it's one of those instances where it's going to be interesting to see where Toys goes over this next 6 months.
Yeah, very, very interesting. All right, folks, I think that's going to do it for us here on this latest episode of All Things Transformers. Why don't you send us out, Megatron?
So until next time, unleash the beast in you. Yes.
I wish to speak to my lawyer.